music, entertainment, black culture. We're listening to,
and I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.
Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It's your boy, Million.
And you have now tuned in to Listening to Millions.
Listen, y'all, this is deeper than a podcast. I'm telling you, you need to come sit down with us.
And today, who we have on The Voice Without the Face is our girl, Bree. What's good?
Hey, y'all.
What's up, Bree? Y'all make sure go ahead and follow her on her YouTube channel, 1K Bree.
Okay, so my YouTube is Bree1K. And my Instagram is 1KBree with 2 R's and 3 I's.
There we go. And the TikTok?
My TikTok is Bree1K with the number 0 at the end.
It's about to go up on there, too. So y'all go ahead and get on that real quick, man. She was there with us when we went to Orange Crush, bro.
Dang, let's wait. They can wait for the Orange Crush. How was everybody
I just want
doing?
Y'all to know. I just want y'all to know.
How is everybody doing today? How are you? How are you, Mill?
Man, I'm pretty goddamn good. I can't complain. Actually, I got a write up today because I called off for Orange Crush. they thought I was really finna go into work, bro. I was like, bro, I couldn't, bro. I'm trying to enjoy life, so I was just like, bro, fuck it, bro. This is could possibly be a once in a lifetime thing.
And I wish, like, we lost the video footage from when Bree was like, y'all should come to Orange Crush, cause it's really her fault. It's really her fault you got that write up. We being honest, Bree was like, just go to Orange Crush on Saturday. It's going to be so much fun. And she was right.
Hey, bro, I don't regret it at all. I don't regret it at all, bro. So, hey, I got the write-up today, but I wasn't tripping at all because I'm like, you know, I don't plan on staying there for too long. Knock on wood. Right. How you doing, my guy?
I am doing good today. The only thing that's bothering me is my damn allergies, bro. Like, oh, my gosh, bro. Like, I'm going to let you.
It's the pollen?
Pollen. I have indoor allergies with dust. I'm allergic to, like, pretty much every animal you can name that got fur on it. Like, y'all, I'm struggling right now, man. But I love animals. I love dogs. I don't really rock with cats like that. There's a few cats that slide, but I'm not a cat guy. But how you doing today, Bree?
My day been good. And shit. I've just been having a good day. Had a good little practice. I got some Zaxby's. I bought stuff. I spent some money today. I'm feeling good.
What you have to practice for today?
Wiggle Like a Sigma. Y'all should come to it. It's on this Thursday. What day is that?
I ain't gonna cap this. It'll probably have passed. We probably already won the competition by the time. It'll be the 28th.
You think y'all winning?
We're winning for sure.
I'm going to put money on Khalil.
Bet.
I'm going to put money on Khalil's team. We winning. Just because Khalil is the best stroller on y'all's line. I guarantee it. I'm
the best coach. I teach all the strolls.
He's not going to be out there with them folks.
He not. But if my he's teaching solid. His sauce, if he's using his sauce.
He don't got no sauce.
He don't know what we got planned. It's cool. He don't know what we got planned. He don't know what's in the bag.
I guess we'll just have to see, man. I don't see it happening.
We're going to have some clips. We're going to throw some of them clips in the pod, too. Yeah. But, yeah, man. So, this weekend, we went to Orange Crush. And let me tell y'all, Bree got Mill in trouble. Goddamn. I had the blast of my life. I lost Million.
Bruh, I lost you, nigga. I turned around. Your ass was gone,
no,
bro.
No, let me tell y'all what happened. This ain't even the first. This ain't even how I wanted to start our Orange Crush experience. But so, we wanted to go put some. What we had to put up? Because we had all their stuff. So it was like, bro, let's just go put some of this shit in the car so we can enjoy ourselves. So we went, we put some shit in the car. We came back. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to say what's up to my boy Zay. He over there in the Sigma tent. I'm going to say what's up to him. Like, you can come with me. He was like, nah, bro, it's cool. I'm going to be right here. Nigga, I walk, I find Zay, I dap him up, and I'm like, all right, Zay, I'm finna go with my boy Mill, and I'm finna go hang out with my homegirls. Because it was supposed to be like all of us. It was like, what? It was six of y'all.
We came deep as hell.
So it was like, we was off in the link up. I turn around, Millions gone. I'm like, all right, Zay, I'm out. I'm like, Millions gone. I'm asking. I done found Bree. I done found DeAge. I done found everybody. I found Emily. I'm like, where is Millions?
Hey. I know she a freak.
Okay.
I know she a freak. What did she say?
He's not trying to run game on me. I'm on a PlayStation. He's not trying to run game on me.
What she say?
Listen,
tell me.
Hey, Hey, go crazy.
Are you from here?
Exactly.
So why the fuck not? Why the fuck not?
It's a video. Just say what's up.
They like, I seen them over there. I'm like walking around them. And eventually I just said, fuck it. Like,
fuck it. Bro, because I was looking for you all that time. I was like, damn, where the fuck did this nigga go? I don't know. I know he was under this tent. I don't know what happened to the tent either. I was like, where the fuck did the tent go? I just did not know. So I was just like, fuck it. I'm not finna spend the whole time looking for this nigga. There's hoes. Man, there were so many.
There were women, so many beautiful so black many queens.
Beautiful black women.
So many beautiful black queens.
Man, goddamn, man. It was a nice ass time. I guarantee it, bro. But we'll get into what I did and what you did. But let's start off like what we went there to do.
All right, so you wanna explain it?
All right, so first we went over there with our homegirls, D. She was on the pod a couple of times, I believe. Once.
Lucky Kwan and when we was wilding out.
Yeah. So she's been on the pod, so y'all know about D. That was y'all first time seeing her. And then she brought her homegirl Sierra and we went down to Savannah for Orange Crush. We was planning on doing something with the bottles, right?
Yeah. I had the idea where I was like, well, no, you told me what I ain't gonna spoil. Hold on, take a break.
We ain't gonna say his name.
But told me what he be doing, and we was trying to test his theory.
We was gonna test this theory, y'all. We have some footage right here of us explaining what we were doing.
But today we are at Tybee Island for beach for Orange Crush, right?
Yes, sir.
And we got two guests with us. What's up, y'all?
Say what's up, D. This is their first time seeing you on the camera.
Hey, guys.
All right, so today we're doing a little video. We're going to see if people can tell the difference between ENJ and Crown Royal. All right, so what we did was we took the ENJ and put it all in this Crown Royal. Can't even tell. You can't even tell the difference.
Just like it. Hey, and the whole point of this video is to show y'all niggas, y'all don't need to be spending that much on these women, bro. Keep one bottle and recycle.
All right, y'all, so let's get to it, man. All right, so we got to the beach, and it took us all of forever to find a damn parking space.
I'm telling you, bro. But we got a pretty close one.
We got a good. We parked the Arby's. I didn't even get a ticket. I barely paid for the parking spot. Everybody was talking about parking was supposed to be $50. I paid like, what, $7?
Maybe it was because I had confidence out the ass, bro. If you don't know, you got to leave. All right. Bree has to leave.
But y'all, I was showing my ass. I ain't even gonna hold you. I done twerked on about 2, 3, 4 Chargers and Challengers. They gonna drop the video. Y'all gonna see. And I got the money thrown. And I picked that video.
So somebody threw money in her face, y'all. Like, okay, smacked in the face. Okay, that video gonna be in there.
Because, look, I didn't even know he threw it at my face, though. I was just feeling good.
Hey, yo. And also, fellas, keep your girls away from the niggas with the snakes. I know that sounds bad. That sounds bad, but there is niggas with anacondas, some goddamn pythons laying the snake on your girl.
That shit ridiculous.
That shit was sad as hell. But, hey, because they ain't put it on no niggas.
They ain't put it on not a single, not one nigga.
Not one nigga got to touch the snake. Pause. Ooh, damn. But anyway, so we made this bet with C and D. And we was like, because I was feeling, liquor is like a liquid confidence booster, bro. Like, no cap. So yeah. I was already feeling my mojo going in. Like, I was like, damn, she was staring at me. I'm about to get so many hoes today, bro. It doesn't even make sense. D, she was talking like she was going to get some hoes too. So I was like, you ain't finna get more than me, bro. And Trey, you ain't finna get more than me and Trey. I guarantee you.
First question of the video: Who you think gonna get more numbers tonight?
She's already working.
We sit here trying to get right, man. All right,
that's a bet.
So the bet is we gonna get more numbers.
Right now,
but my boy Mill putting in work already. These girls really think they're going to beat us. They can't beat us. Like, first of all, I'm the sexiest, sexy nigga alive. Like,
woo! Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's facts. Like, see, they agreeing. Look at that. Head nods. Look at the head nods. We beating the hell out of them. And, come on now. So, did you get a number?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get a number? So we won up. We won up. We won up. That counts. That counts. That counts. We're one up. It's one up. It's one up right now. So subcategory, subcategory. We up one up on the phone.
Nigga, we can't get locked. We can't be beating right now.
Yeah, like we cannot be beating. On God, we can't. On God, we can't. On God, we can't.
Y'all, I folded. I folded so hard. I folded so hard. My phone was dead.
I was feeling like Michael Jordan carrying niggas, bro. LeBron James carrying niggas to the fucking finals, bro.
I got zero numbers. But I ain't going to say what happened later. Just know, we always win.
And I ain't even finna lie to y'all, bro. I really didn't get her number. She didn't deny me. She didn't deny me. But I put my number in her phone. So it's like, does that still count?
That counts. Did she text you?
Nah.
Was she drunk?
She didn't text me. She didn't do any of that. I don't know. I was getting people's numbers. I wasn't texting them afterwards. I don't expect to text unless I'm thinking like we fucking later on type shit.
I feel it.
But we ain't end up doing that. Why? Yeah. Why didn't we end up doing that?
Why do we end up doing what?
Fucking.
Anybody?
Anybody after that night.
Man, we had to go back.
Exactly.
We had to go back.
Exactly.
Well, we didn't have to go back.
We didn't have to.
We tried to stay.
I ain't gonna lie. Motels was sounding good as fuck.
We tried to stay.
Motels was sounding good as hell.
I wasn't trying to fuck nothing though. You know what I'm saying? I just had to get back to Valley, get to bed.
That's what you was trying to do?
That's what I was trying to do.
You sure?
100% positive.
You sure about that?
100%. Oh man.
But for real. It was a nice sad time, I'm telling you, y'all. We was them guys, bro. Nobody can tell us differently.
Nobody can tell us shit.
Bro, like, we already came there with two girls.
Yeah.
Pretty. I can see if we went there with some ugly hoes.
Pretty.
With ugly women. Oh, man. But we went there with two pretty girls, bro. Those was our sisters.
Even more pretty girls.
That's sis. But, like, they pretty. You know what I mean? And then we met up with how many? How many more?
Six. Ooh, we felt like them guys.
Bro, not to mention we had the cooler full of lick. Shot pops.
Oh, the shot pops were a hit.
Oh, our shot pops. So what we did was the night before, we filled up these right here. I'm sure you've seen these, right? At the store, we filled this up with liquor, and we had like left half of the juice in there. And then we used a flat iron to close it back up. Bro, them shits was a hit. Bro, we had people coming up, really women coming up to us. Like, that's all we was doing. That's all we was doing. We was giving handouts to women only for the most part.
That sounds horrible.
Some guys would ask, and I wouldn't say no. But, like, I can understand it. If it was, like, 10 niggas that came up to me, I probably would have been like, nah, bro. We got to save it for the women.
We can't even do
women,
it for
bro.
You, my boy.
Can't even do it. But there's, like, 2-3 guys that I showed some love to. I was like, all right, bro. Here you go, bro. Here you go. Here you go. But yeah, let's get into the
challenge.
It,
like we said, our homeboy told us he'd be doing this, right? So he said he'd take the Crown Royal bottle, put E&J in there, right? And he closes it back up, and girls can't tell the difference. So we was like, all right, let's put that theory to the test. And he made us look like an absolute idiot.
No cap. But I still think that it's going to work, though. I still think that it can work.
Okay, so where we did make a mistake is Million bought Apple Crown Royal.
Crown Apple Crown.
And I bought straight up basic E&J, right? So they were like, well, obviously this is the Crown Apple. The Crown Apple is in a Crown Apple bottle, duh. Mm-hmm. So maybe we messed up on that part. So we're going to bring it back.
We're going to definitely go. Because I think I'm going to use it again. I'm going to use it again. I guarantee it, bro.
But here's some footage. Here's some clips of how that went.
All right, so you think you can tell the difference between Crown Royal and
I know I can. Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's start it off.
We ain't gonna let you know.
We ain't gonna let you know which one wins.
All right. Don't say not yet. You don't gotta say not yet.
Thank you.
Okay. 101, is he right? She right.
You ready to receive?
Okay. What y'all think?
What you think? Which one is crown? Which one is
that's crown? Yeah, that's crown. That's
EJ.
I got a crown that
one. Hey man, we down. All right, so you think you tell the difference between crown Will and EJ?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Neil, start us off. What's the real shit?
This
game changes. But we down four. We down five.
Good shit. Hey, 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 let him slide. Come on. Hey,
let me see that.
I told y'all we was gonna be them niggas today, bro.
Alright, so we got some cheap shit. We recording?
Not the cheap. Oh, not on the YouTube.
Alright, so we got some T-shirt and some real shit. Right. So we want to see if we can tell the difference.
I love her.
Tell with the see who got EJ and who got Crown Royal. Alright?
Hi.
You think you can do that?
Yeah.
Alright, let's see.
Let's see that shit.
Alright, Mel, start us off.
Alright.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Go there.
Let go. What you think? What you with?
What's the cheap?
That's that cheap shit. That's the motherfucker. Hey,
man. We down after eight. Hey, I think Drake gave us a bad advice. Oh,
hold on.
Okay. Are you ready? She like, she don't like alcohol.
I'm telling you.
What you think?
E&J Crown.
Boy, we lose it astronomically, bro. And we might have to...
There were so many babies in there, bro. That don't even make sense, bro. Let's see, yo. Let's see what we got. Because there were so many babies there,
man. That bitch was bad.
Golly. I got me a little crush, too. This girl in the orange. The one that was talking trash about us.
Oh, yeah.
But she kept on talking to me.
She kept talking to your ass.
I was like, listen, girl. No,
let me get. Let me.
Because your drunk. Shit is weak.
Because you're drunk.
No, because your shit is
weak. You drunk as fuck.
I'm not drunk. You see this shit not open.
What is that?
Mind your business. Man, I got.
Why are we up for a 15 when you ain't gonna get up for a 17? Yo. You said what?
Get a drink in it. Get a drink in it.
Okay, lock the
door. Yes, sir.
You gonna take a shot? She don't wanna be in it.
I'm gonna try.
But you gotta be in the video though.
For both of y'all, okay, that's fine.
On video.
No, take the vodka. Give her vodka. We need to give her.
No, you need
it. She acting like she can't take
the vodka. That bit busted.
This nigga stole money.
Oh, she need one?
Okay,
I think it's the mistake we made and not that, because once them girls got tipsy, they couldn't tell the difference.
They really couldn't, bro.
They really couldn't.
And honestly, bro, we was just, at that point, we just said, fuck it. Like, we just give it shots at this point, bro.
Like, let's have a good time.
I'm telling you, bro, we was like, fuck it, we gonna do that. But we did say, you know what, we gonna make up for it and ask some other questions. Yeah. We came up with something off the top of our head, and we said, what is the best way to slide in someone's DMs?
And here's some of the answers we got.
So we with
my nigga D, man. My nigga J. Pool.
My nigga Swervo, man. Coming from the dub. What's going?
I bet. Y'all boys get hoes.
Not really.
Nah, yeah, nah, I'm to myself.
Okay, they might be some smooth-ass niggas. That's the right answer. All right, so the question is, what's the best way to slide in someone's DM?
I'd be like, shit, I'd probably send a little hard eye. I got man, a little eye emoji, like, what's up with you, baby? Like, you know how I do it.
Okay.
Shit, I ain't gonna cap it down. Get my go-to the tongue emoji. I gotta hit the tongue.
And that shit be working for your ass, bro?
Every time they fuck, that's it.
Oh, and before we keep on going on any further, these niggas was acting very sketchy, bro. Again, I'm telling you, we was those niggas that day. They was unnecessarily close to my back. Like, they was on my back shoulder, and we had the liquor right in front of us. I feel like if we was to leave, they was gonna try and take it from. So I had to stand my ground, and I was like, shit, since I'm standing my ground, might as well interview these niggas. As soon as we interviewed them, they disappeared. I ain't see them niggas again. That's crazy, ain't it?
They just wanted to be in the video, bro.
Niggas, no, but I'm telling you, bro, they seen us shotting up. These was the first people that we interviewed.
Yeah.
This was the first guys that we interviewed. That's the main reason why I was like, hey, we're going to get these niggas, because I don't know why they keep on. Like, I'm telling you, they was on my shoulder, yo. I really want, and I'm already got liquor in my system. I'm ready to fight at this point, bro. Like, I'm like, I wish a nigga would try me right now. But shit, yeah. Let the video continue.
Let the video.
All right, my boy, let me ask you a question.
What up?
What's the best way to slide in somebody's DM?
Shit, double tap, spam they ass. Y'all go spam they app for real. They ain't sliding on. What's going on? Eye emoji. Let them know what's going on. Nah, you got to be respectful, though. You can't
okay.
Do
this. Okay, so you ain't going to say no words. Just the straight eye emoji, see what happened.
Eye emoji, what you on? You got to let them know, like, both ways, like, you look good. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't that, you my friend. You know what I'm saying? You kick shit.
You going to unsend that motherfucker if they don't respond?
Hell no, I'm stamped.
I'm
that bitch
stay down. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Thank you, my boy.
What's the best way?
Yeah, what's the best way? What did they got to say to get your number?
Shit, you gotta be like, what's up, Ma?
That's it? That all it takes?
Ma is all it takes.
What's up, Ma? Let me get your number.
Comedy.
Comedy?
Comedy.
So what you saying, bro?
Bro, every nigga does the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So every nigga saying, you're fine, you're beautiful. Can I take you on a date? You're precious.
Yeah, yeah.
Be her friend first, man.
Be her friend.
It go a long way. It go a lot farther than, you know, you're trying to slide on a day one.
Okay, that nigga might got some game.
Get to know Shorty a little bit, you know, be a friend. You don't even know if you want to fuck with Shorty. Like, you want to fuck her. You know what I'm saying? You want to fuck her, but is her energy good enough and worth you fucking with? Like, you got to put that in perspective.
Oh, yo, this nigga on some shit. Wow, some shit. You just put some niggas on some game for real, bro.
Shout out to the good bros.
Bree 1K on YouTube, 1K Bree on Instagram, 2R3.
Who?
Christian.
And who else?
Kiana.
All right, so I got a question for y'all. What's the best way to slide in y'all DM?
Me in person, I don't answer DMs.
What about you?
Same. I don't need to open them.
Fuck it, like the story, some shit.
Oh, that.
So DMs work for you.
She only gonna do it if she actually attracted to you. She gonna go.
Oh. You said what? Hey, boy, these niggas goddamn throwing money and shit. Them niggas going crazy fucking up the video.
And then I ain't gonna cap. Out of asking that how do I slide in the DMs question, it was one dude in black. I forgot his name. I'm gonna remember. We gonna
put him in there.
Yeah, because we gonna put him YouTube. In there. We got his YouTube. So we were like, how do you slide in DMs, bro? That man said, you know, go on the story. You send a little eye emoji, little heart eyes. You know what I'm saying? Get them going, see what they say. And I was like, all right, that's a bet. So do you unsend it that they don't respond? That nigga said, man, I got to keep this shit. P, boy, you ain't can't delete this shit. I was like, that's a real nigga. Because, you know, most of us, and y'all girls can attest to that, we'll send a message, y'all don't respond. We hit that unsend real quick.
You really do that, though?
Yes.
Are you serious?
I don't do it often, but when I do it, I do it.
Listen, bro, I've slid in a couple of girls' DMs this semester. I have not deleted any of them. Like, I'm like, you know what? I just want you to remember that. I want you, because when we blow up, I swear.
It's going to be in their phone, though.
Bro, that's what I...
Oh, no, it won't, because I unsent it.
Yeah, exactly. Ah. That's what I'm saying. I want these girls.
I don't want that paper trail, though. I don't want nobody to be like, I could have had Trey. You know Trey from Listening to Mills? He could have been my man. Right. I don't want that.
I mean, if you're sliding on baddies, though, then shoot, I have no issue with that. I just want these girls to realize that they missed out on something great. That's why I never get mad. I always act cordial. Like, I've never been the type of guy to, like, act like I'm not cool with you just because you dubbed me out. There's been girls that has dubbed me in the DMs, and I see them in person, I still walk up to them and be like, yo, what's up? Like, what's up with you?
You know what's crazy, though? I've been curved in the DMs, but I could get the number in person. I feel like I'm just an in-person type of person, bro.
That's true also. That has also worked with me also.
Like, because they like, it's like, it was one girl told me, my Instagram don't do me justice. I was like, what that mean? She's like, you way finer in person. I was like, oh, for real? Like, I had to turn on the Riz Master.
I'm telling you.
Speaking of Riz, this nigga Million, bro.
Man, stop it.
This nigga Million is the Riz God. Stop. Y'all thought Kai Cenat? Y'all thought Duke Dennis was the Riz God? Absolute Riz Master right here in front of me, bro. Bro, this nigga Million literally had this girl begging him, bro. Like,
I can't give you my number, bro, for real, bro. Because you just was with my boy, I can't do that, man. For real. I can't do it, man. She's trying to get my number. I can't do it, man. Wow, it's like that. I got you.
Hey, man. Say, man. I ain't going to sit here and act like, you know, that was just me having smooth words or anything like that. Maybe it was just the liquor. I ain't going to lie. Maybe it was just the liquor. Like I said, I get liquid confidence. I could not be told no. And there was also this one girl that gave me a kiss on the cheek. I'll show that in the video also. She was friends with old girl. She's pulling on my chain and shit. Talking about, oh my gosh, you're so fucking sexy. Bro, I never felt so wanted in my life, bro. I did not want to leave. I did you not. I did not want to leave. We're walking through the parties, bro. Girls is grabbing on my arm and shit like that. Looking me up and down, bro. Bro, we was in such high demand that day.
I was, bro. I wish my phone didn't die. I wish y'all could have seen the shit I was doing. Bro, I hopped in the stroll line, right? Shout out to Gamma Zeta. I was down there with them. They showed me one stroll for Nasty Song. Every time the stroll like, come here, ho. Come here. Every time I said, come here, ho, a different ho came here. And I was like, oh, my God. This is amazing. Like,
bro, and that's what I was talking about. Like, I was talking about this with my homeboy, and I was like, hey, bro, like, really? No, it was when we played Monopoly the day after.
Yeah.
I tried to slide on somebody. He was like, oh, we in Fort Valley again, bro. We in Fort Valley again. this ain't Savannah no more. I'm like, huh, what is the difference in Savannah women or, like, you know, because it was a mix of different women out there.
Yeah, it was Savannah State, Albany State, Fort Valley, anybody in really the middle of the South Valley women. Area.
Like, dang, y'all, I'm telling you, bro, I've stopped sliding in DMs at this point at Fort Valley.
Yeah,
I'm
like, there's no point.
I don't know why they so quick to dub, bro. Like, but I'm telling you, bro, we're hot commodities somewhere else. We are a hot commodity somewhere else. Why is that, bro?
I don't think that we're hot commodities. I feel as if when we went to the party, we became a hot commodity. You know what I'm saying? And everybody was in a good mood. I feel like everybody was winning that day.
You could not lose. You could not lose going to Orange Crush, bro.
Well, Bree. Y'all heard her voice for a slight second? That girl was showing her ass, literally.
She was going crazy.
She was going stupid.
She was going crazy. That time when I disappeared in the, I seen her because I was walking around the whole crowd. Like, yeah. I was just acting like I knew everybody, too. I was like, yo, what's up? But then I eventually seen her. I was like, oh, snap, you see Trey? But She had the snake on her. I was like, when I had seen her, she had the snake on her. I was like, oh, shit. Like, damn, you going out like that? Like, that's crazy. Like, that's crazy, bro. She was going crazy. Everybody, like, was going crazy.
Bree was going crazy. Emily was going crazy. Christy was going crazy. That girl we had barely knew, she was going like.
Shout out to Emily.
Shout out to the whole gang. Shout out to Emily. I'm
specifically shouting out Emily. Shout out, Emily. DM me at reaching millions. Let me stop. Let me chill out.
Yo. Oh, Mill. Wow. Shout out to Christy. Christy was cool as hell. Shout out.
No cap.
Christy was so cool, bro. She was cool as fuck.
Bro, no cap. Bro.
And crazy because me and Christy actually had a mutual friend. Her cousin is my line brother girlfriend. Didn't know it. Shit's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Small world. Small. But back to the craziness that unfolded at the end of that party. It was this dude on top of the damn lifeguard house. And he was just like going, he was just yelling some wild ass shit. Nobody gave a fuck about what he was saying. Because by the time he had got up there, that nigga took too long to jump. So it was some big booty woman. That shit had to be jammed because Jelly just don't shake like that.
I'm telling you,
Jelly
bro.
Jelly do not I'm shake kidding. Like that.
Y'all think we're playing. I'm about to show y'all the video right now.
Bitch is throwing ass, niggas going crazy. Bitch is throwing ass, niggas going crazy.
I'm telling you, bro, them girls was something different, bro.
And you know what's crazy? He ruined the fun because everybody was focusing on all the booty that was up there. That they said, they told him, man, do a front flip. This nigga jumped off. And nobody even cared about the girls. Everybody scattered. The girls stopped playing. We were all pissed. He was down on the floor looking fucked up.
I'm telling you, bro. Y'all need to see this. Deasia got a picture of that nigga, bro. That shit was so crazy.
And we're about to get shut down. We're about to get... Hey, chill out, nigga. Get your ass off, nigga. Bring your ass down, nigga. God damn, bro. Y'all want that nigga to jump, bro? That nigga said tell his ass to jump. Bro, that nigga bullshitting, bro. He ain't about that shit for real, bro.
Sir! Are you okay?
What the fuck?
Hey, get that man straight.
You need to get him up. Chris, get him up.
And then once this nigga fell, tell me why this nigga started climbing back up. This nigga started climbing back up. You want to see that part, did you? That nigga started climbing back up. His friends, he needs to reevaluate who his friends are because they let him get back up there again after the nigga just fell.
But he was probably on something, though. He had to be on something.
That don't mean nothing. Your friends should be there to stop you. Like, if I'm going that crazy, I expect you to help me out.
You think
you
stop somebody on coke? Nigga. I've seen somebody coked out. You can't stop somebody that's on coke.
Nigga, I'm expecting you to do something. Don't let me get up there and break something, nigga.
Us L2M guys, we are drug and alcohol free for the most part.
For the most part.
Drug free for
sure. Drug free, 100%.
Alcohol.
Dabble.
Dibble. Dibble. But if I'm telling you, I've seen somebody on coke, bro, unstoppable. Turn into it. That's why police officers, I can't say that.
Ooh, you was about to get in trouble. I was about to get canceled.
But yeah, like, you can't stop a cokehead for sure.
Damn. But I don't think he was on something. He felt like Superman,
that was,
bro,
more than alcohol for sure.
I can see
he might have took his allergy medicine first and then started drinking and then read the instructions or something.
As a matter of fact, we need to have him on the pod. Because guess what? He goes to Fort Valley State University.
And he has a YouTube channel. And I would definitely like to ask him about what was going through his head as he jumped off that lifeguard box. And what was the repercussions?
Negro, you are black. We don't do those activities. But I will say he set the tone and set the stage because you see a whole bunch of other niggas getting up there too. They trying to live out their white boy days. Like, come on, bruh.
But that was Orange Crush. And that was like
Amazing, bro.
Top five moments this year. Top one moment.
All right. So at the end, we did end up losing terribly. Yeah, we lost. Again, because somebody forgot to get numbers.
I was in the moment. You know what I'm saying? you know, I tried. You know what I'm saying? I was doing my thing. My phone died, so I couldn't get, you know what I'm saying? So I had no proof, but, you know, so a couple girls was like, hey, you know, follow me on Instagram, but that don't count. Mm. So I'm gonna give my post-game AI speech after the finals, you know, practice. Yeah. We won't go to practice. I wasn't practicing. Mm. We're going to do better next time. I'll be in the game again, coach.
Okay. I need you to be 100%. I need you to be 100% on
time,
that.
Next time we go in, I'm going to get the dub. I'm going to get the dub.
Because D'Aja. We're coming back.
We're coming back, and we're going to be better.
I will say this one thing real quick about D. That girl got game. I ain't finna be exposing her, but that girl got game.
D'Aja.
She paid for somebody's food. She paid for your food, right?
Yeah, she paid for my food.
Not with her money, though. We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it there.
We'll leave it there, because that girl got game.
D got game.
Good luck on y'all niggas, man. Good luck on them niggas out there that want it, bro.
But speaking about dedicating your time to stuff, Gunna had posted something on Twitter today.
Okay.
All right. So he was like,
Mr. P himself.
Mr. P. He didn't say working a 9-to-5 is P, but he said, I don't know why niggas be tripping, or I don't know why folks think it's not. Or no, he said it's cool to work a 9-to-5. What isn't fire about making money? Some along those lines. We're gonna have a little clip right there, but you know what I'm saying? So it just got me thinking, like, why do people degrade working a 9-to-5 so much? Like, what's wrong about me waking up, clocking in, and still making six figures a year? I mean, not saying like all 9-to-5s make six figures, but still making decent money. Like, what's the issue with me not being lazy?
It's not the fast lifestyle that we're used to, like Americans are used to, things like that. Like American culture, when you think of the American dream, you're not thinking of 9-to-5. You're not thinking of working at McDonald's. You're not thinking of that. You're thinking of getting big money. You're thinking about, you know, going on vacations, having Ferraris. You're thinking of expensive stuff.
Because, like, if you think about the American dream from an immigrant's perspective, granted, I don't have any true immigrants in my family, but, like, I've had friends of immigrants. Their dream is to come to America, find a nice job, get a white picket fence, and a nice house. Like, it's not.
We're not that nuclear anymore, bro. That was, like, more like the 20s, nigga. That's what that was on in the 20s. Think about it. People come to Atlanta now, right?
Yeah.
When you say, I'm living in Atlanta, first off, you're not going to live in Atlanta unless you have a 9-to-5 and a side hustle. Yeah. Damn near. Unless your 9-to-5 is making six figures.
Or you've been there since then.
Yeah.
Before the boom.
Exactly. So, like, when you think of that, you're already put in that mindset of, oh, I need to make, like, more than just that nuclear household thing that you was talking about.
Yeah. But I just from thinking of, like, of the abilities and the segues that you're able to use from a 9-to-5, well, at least nowadays, I can't agree with you to the aspect of you can't only do one thing to make money. Mm-hmm. In this day and age, you have to have a side hustle. You got to be doing something. You got to be doing something that has the ability to eventually make you money. Mm-hmm. Like even your hobbies. It used to be your hobby could be fishing. You could spend money on your hobby. Now your hobby has to be something to where it can eventually be monetized, because mm-hmm. everything is so costly nowadays. Like they're finding, you used to be able to go to a pond and fish for free. Now you're having to pay to enter lakes and parks and shit.
Yeah.
So like everything is becoming a price. Therefore, we have to adjust to that shit. Mm-hmm. But to the aspect of working a 9-to-5, like I don't feel as if that should ever be something somebody's embarrassed about. Like you shouldn't be embarrassed that you wake up every day at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to Amazon and make $20 an hour. That's dope.
I mean, that's
I agree with Gunna. That shit cool. Like, that shit pee.
Because, of course, you're making money for yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think where people do start having the little issues, especially women, because I usually hear a lot of women talk about how, like, they don't want no nigga to have a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And things of that nature.
Shout out to B. Simone.
Shout out to B. Simone. It's because it's like, that's boring. Not only is it, damn, I hate to say that it was boring, because I know people that's living that lifestyle. It's not necessarily boring, but, like,
It's repetitive. It is boring though.
It is though. Because I'm thinking
about my, like, I have an internship this summer. I'll be working in a sawmill for the number three lumber company in the world. Like, they're the third biggest lumber company in the world. And I'll be in the human resources office. Mm-hmm. And just thinking about waking up every morning, sitting at a desk and looking at a computer is like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
I think about how we live every day. The first thing we text each other is, yo, what clip are we going to edit today? Mm-hmm. Or what are some topics we can talk about today? Or, yo, look at this wild thing that happened. Like, this is something fun that you can wake up and do every day. You feel me?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I was just about to bring up the pot. Like, we're doing this because obviously we want to make a living off of this. Yes. We want to be, and when what comes with making a living off of this is, you know, we get to go to fun-ass places like the beach. Eventually, we could go maybe out of the country or something like that, to other states and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I want, and that's what's fun about not having that 9-to-5 job, living off of that, you know? But, of course, making money in general is peak.
But, yes, true as hell. And I feel as if people are scared to take risks like this, especially when you get into your 30s and your 40s. It's like, what the fuck do I look like starting a podcast, going to a beach where a whole bunch of women are shaking ass? Like, you know what I'm saying? Sustainability is key. And the sustainability within a 9-to-5, you get health benefits. You get consistent income, salary-based income. So I can understand where people would, like, lie in that comfortability of just being a worker. Like, my dad, he worked for Georgia Power for, I want to say, 25 years. And at the end of the day, I don't want to use any improper language, but for lack of a better term, they gave him their ass to kiss. Like, they fired him because he was old. Mm-hmm. They dissolved his department and then got rid of him. And my dad isn't 62 yet. He just turned 61. Mm-hmm. So he won't get his Social Security until next year. So basically for 2 years, until 2022, he's living off of, well, granted, like, my dad, he's like, you know what I'm saying? He's still got stuff where he makes money, but he's living basically off of the money that he saved, mm-hmm. opposed to being able to have a true retirement like most would want.
Right.
So that's where I'm like, well,
what's the point of doing it all?
Yeah, what's the point of doing that? I feel as if we, as people and as employees, as future employees, hopefully, because, you know, both of us are in school, we understand, like, if there's a better opportunity, take it, because When a company sees a better opportunity, they will get rid of you.
I'm trying to tell you, the company has no loyalty to any of the people.
Exactly. Like,
no loyalty to any of the people, no matter how hard you work. That's why, that's why I wasn't tripping about my job right now.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, other people will flip out at my job. I'm not going to say where I work. But other people will flip out at my job because they got a write-up or because, you know, I never understood why people, like, get angry with customers. Like, if I'm a cashier or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm getting mad because the customer is getting mad at me. Like, I've never been the one to care too much because it's like, I know this isn't where I'm finna be for the rest of my life. So it's like, I'm not finna stress over nobody yelling at me.
Yeah.
I refuse to just let myself get into that mindset where I'm like, now thinking about my job 100, taking my job too seriously.
Yeah.
That's what it is. People take their job too seriously. It's really just a depressing. Damn, I'm talking so much trash about my job for the people, but damn, I just don't want to ever get to the point to where I'm taking that shit too serious.
And you know what's crazy? Like, my biggest fear is, like, being a real adult. Like, not saying, like, growing up. Like, I am an adult. I'm 22 years old. Like, I'm old as fuck, or young as fuck to whoever's watching this. But I'm old. Like, I'm an older young adult. So at the end of the day, like, so my biggest fear is being, like, a true adult to where I can't do anything that I enjoy doing. Like, I can't just wake up and go to a beach one day. Like, literally. Like, that's literally, me and Mill just woke up, made a decision, make a day trip to the beach. Or if I can't wake up and go to the golf course, wake up and go to the gym, like, I have to go and sit at this cubicle for 8 hours. And when I get home, now I have to take my kid, like, granted, I want to have the experience of taking my kids everywhere, you know, football practice and shit like that, but, and, like, not saying, like, where does the me time lie, but you have to always have time for self-development regardless of your roles in life.
See, something that you said that's really important and everything that you just, those things that you just said, I have to. That's what I'm really scared of.
Yeah.
Is when I get old and I'm like, oh, dang. Now I have to go to job to provide to my family because they have to eat. They have to, you know, have lighting. I have to break my back at this job because I didn't take any of the opportunities that was given to me. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm scared of more than anything, is just being in that position where I have to do this and I have to do that. That's when you start getting into this cycle of, you know, I swear it's just depressing. Like, I can't, every person that I talk to at my job or in any of the jobs that I've worked at with older people, they're never happy to be at their job. They're never happy. They're always ready to leave their job.
And like, in the field that I want to be in, it's, I have that exact same issue because, like, imagine being a therapist, a work, like, all human resources is a workplace therapist, mm-hmm. right? So everybody who I talk to is in this field, they're like, you're going to hate this job, but it's going to be the most, it's probably the most exciting career they've been in. Because they're like, every day is something new, mm-hmm. but the same way that we, like, you understand how therapists, like, when you engulf yourself in so much sad shit, that therapists and psychiatrists, I think, like, they're the leading patients amongst most mental health patients because their job is to right. help other mentally ill people.
They're taking other people's baggage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And they're walking with it. And, like, that's what they explain human resources as. Like, you take their baggage and it walks with you. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's like, what would I rather do? Would I rather spend my time, not saying, like, I'm opposed to it, but would I rather spend my time sitting here and listening to other people's issues and fixing other people's problems, because that's what human resources does. Mm-hmm. I listen to issues, I fix issues. Or would I just want to link with one of my best friends every day, record an episode, and push it out to you guys? Like, that,
yeah.
The latter sounds so much better me personally.
It does. And see, that's why I always, and that's why we're going back to the 9-to-5 thing.
Yeah.
And when I was talking about how there needs to be a side hustle, not only because, you know, you may not be able to support yourself, but because when you have an outlet, you no longer are pressed too much about your main job.
Yeah.
Like, you're, of course, if you're focusing on one thing, you're going to stress completely over it because you're like, this has to work out or I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But when you have multiple different outlets of things to get into, now you're like, hey, if this fails, I'm not tripping because I still have this. And that's where people get stuck in that trap in the 9-to-5. That's why a lot of people are depressed in that mindset. I mean, in that work area.
But, Mill, you posed a great question. Like, in life, people struggle, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about this earlier in the booth. You were telling me about, like, in life, how people struggle. But why do we have to make the struggle seem so much more than what it actually is? Like, why do people flex how hard they had it? Like,
right.
I, like, because you know me, like, I never say, like, bro, I had it bad growing up. Like, like, I always say, bro, I grew up in a gated community, went to private school. Like, I don't glorify the struggle at all because I didn't struggle. My parents struggled, so I didn't have to worry about shit.
Right.
Literally.
I struggled, but you'll never catch me bringing up my struggle.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what do I have to be happy about that for?
Yeah.
Like, if anything, it kind of embarrasses me. Because it's like, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm embarrassed to my parents or anything. I love my parents and how far they have grown and went compared to the people that they were hanging out with is, like, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, my mom had me when she was 16 years old. So if that means anything to y'all, like, that's scary.
Yeah,
it's, you know, fun. I know they had a hard time, and I was there. I pretty much watched my parents grow up. But I don't share that with a lot of people because, first, I don't want anybody to pity me. And second, again, it's not the best thing to say. I don't want for my kids to grow up and then, you know, feel like they should be embarrassed of the good that they have.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people do that nowadays.
But why do you think, like, what is it with the glorification of the struggle? Like, here, okay. we have rappers on this podcast all the time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the things that they talk about is how much pain they endure. Like Lowkey Kwan talked about the pain that he dealt with when he was growing up. Dirksy, he talked about the struggles he had transitioning from being a rapper, I mean, being a photographer only and a graphic designer only to start rapping. Blake.
Let's start saying Drake. Dirk, Lil Dirk. But yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, Blake, he talked about the struggles in which he had growing up and shit like that. Like, do you think that people only talk about the struggles more than the good times because it's the pain that sells?
Again, yeah. Like you said, again, this kind of goes into what I was saying earlier about the American dream.
Yeah.
When you think of the American dream, it's not, you know, rich, and I've stayed rich. It's I started low, and I came up high. Okay. Just to show to people like, oh, I got it from, everybody wants to say I got it from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't gonna cap. When we blow up, I can't wait to say, damn, remember when we just had 100 followers and we only had 23 views on a video?
Yeah. but we can't never, like, I ain't gonna cap. Like, I don't even think we can really say we, like, with this, I don't think we can say we started. Well, I take that back, because I've seen some podcasts start up with a lot more.
A lot more, bro.
Because when we started, we literally used to sit in these two chairs.
We scraped some stuff together.
We need to scrape stuff together.
Yeah, we did. We had our little tripods. We still have our tripods.
Yeah, same tripod, same little. We had these, like, Yo. This was the only lighting we had.
Yes.
We have hella lights in here now. This was literally the only lighting we had. We had one for each person. And then, like, we would just record We had one for each person. And we would record little content here and there. Like, it would be like, we'll just ask each other questions like, is Kanye West really a genius or crazy? And that's how we started. Like, no microphones, no nothing, straight phone camera, terrible
Dang.
Edits, recording straight off TikTok. Like,
but,
oh my God.
All right, so we can't be hypocrites. We can't be hypocrites because when we talk about it, it kind of makes me feel good because I'm like, we're growing.
Yeah.
And maybe that's all that it is. That's why we like to talk about it so much, because it just shows that, like, I think we're obsessed. Maybe Americans or just people in general, we're obsessed with
a good story.
You're right. There's a philosophy. There's hella people that talk about every story has somewhere where it starts out bad and it gets good.
I mean, yeah, that's true. Like, I've only watched one movie, I believe, where nothing bad happened. Like, it wasn't even a children's movie. It was just basically about this kid growing up through puberty. I forgot what the name of the movie. But, like, the whole movie was like a 4 or 5 hour movie. I watched the whole thing. And it was basically a kid who grew up through puberty. Like, that's it. That's what the movie was about. The kid grew up through puberty. It was like he didn't have, like, a major heartbreak. He didn't have, like, a major nerd issue. Like, his biggest problem was that his parents weren't together. And nowadays, that's normal. So, like.
But that's still an issue. That's still a struggle that he had to get through.
That's true.
We always have to follow those guidelines in any story that we tell, where we start off low and then we keep on rising, climax. That's true. We always want to hit that climax and talk about it. I don't know why. We're just built like that. And it's been like that through the beginning of time. The Epic of Gilgamesh.
Yeah.
The same thing happens with the Epic of Gilgamesh, bro. Story ever.
We should make like a YouTube video, like a YouTube short video, like movie where nothing bad happens. You just watch a good day. You just straight up watch a good day.
Let's see how good that video does. Cause it's boring. It's boring.
Like, just about a straight up good day. You wake up, you brush your teeth. I call you. I'm like, yo, Mel, let's go. We work out. Just a great day. Accidentally find some money. Like,
good day.
Nothing bad happens. Yeah,
but. All right, so I was telling you about it, though, in the booth downstairs, because it starts to get a little toxic, though. Because I see with our Black generation, especially, like, actually, I can't act like I came up with this at all. I seen this on a TikTok. I want to put her TikTok up there. But it was this Black girl that was talking about how, like, why do Black women glorify being raised by single Black mothers when that's trauma? That's not a good thing.
to be raised by a single black mother. She didn't want that. Nobody wants to raise a kid singularly unless you're me.
But
and struggle through it all. Like your mom, they always talk about how their mom struggled, worked two jobs. My mom worked two jobs, came home and fed five children by herself. That's her mom was struggling through that. That why do we glorify that? And then it makes the children learn from that and be like, you know what? I don't need no man to help me out. And it's not just women. I got niggas
and
too.
And trigger warning for anybody who's experienced this before I say it, right? But I think it's one of those situations how, like, have you ever heard how people who experience sexual trauma early, they tend to be, like, extremely endorphed in sex as they get older? Mm. I think it's one of those things to where, like, if you have something traumatic happen to you, all you can do is think about that trauma and it embodies itself and it shows itself in a different area. Mm. So I feel like when somebody says, I seen my mom do this, that, and the third, that's traumatic.
Right.
Not knowing if you're going to eat your next meal is traumatic. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of, like, it might show itself in the aspect of people, like, having an unhealthy obsession with the certain things that they do. Like, you know how football players say all the time, like, that motivated me to be great.
Yeah.
And they build this unhealthy obsession. Mm-hmm. Or how some people, they get bigger and they build this unhealthy obsession with food. Trauma affects you lifelong. I feel like when people talk about it so much, because a lot of people's source of motivation can't be their internal self. Mm-hmm. A lot of people need to be motivated by external factors. And that trauma became their external factor.
Right. But again, it starts to become toxic because now you're putting that on yourself.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I gave an example about black women, and I was specifically talking about our black culture because I see it, like, all the time. Once she said that, I was like, you know what? You're right. Why do we glorify single, strong black women? You know, you never hear them really talk about, like, strong black women and she was with her husband all the time.
Because what, like you said, what sells? Do you think a black family sells? Do you think a successful black family? Even when Will Smith.
Shit, Black-ish is about to be canceled.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, even when Will Smith and Jada Smith were the top of the line couple where nobody knew about their issue. Nobody talked about Will Smith and Jada Smith outside of J. Cole having one bar about that. Mm-hmm. Will Smith and Jada Smith didn't become a thing, like, where people talked about, like, a household couple until their relationship went to shit.
Yep. Now they're everywhere through it.
Nobody wants to, especially when it comes to, I want to say families in general, and I don't want to say especially when it comes to black families, but I see it a lot.
It is that.
We want to see black families struggle. I don't feel as if people glorify the white family that goes through the divorce, like what's the perfect example? The Kim Kardashian and Kanye West situation. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks about it. Nobody talks about all the things that I feel as if Kim Kardashian is doing intentionally to piss off Kanye West.
Yeah.
It's just, oh shit, they're getting a divorce. Wow, Kim's a single mom now, mm-hmm. and she has a new boyfriend. That's it.
Right.
You're not having this full-blown coverage of, wow, Will, they were in an open relationship, and Will Smith was with this girl. Jada Smith also slept with this. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jada Smith loves Tupac still.
It's like they were so quick to hop on a black family.
Yeah.
They were so quick to show, like, oh, even the one family that you thought was good, they're not.
And then the family that we thought were fucked up from the... excuse my language, but the family that we thought was fucked up from the jump. Nobody's saying, wow, we're all right. She only did this for a reality TV show. No, they're just like, oh, whatever. Cool, they broke up. Oh, wow, Kanye West has a song where he says Pete Davidson can kiss his ass. Like, that's it. Like,
yeah. So I don't know. I think that, like, it's just, again, like, we're just talking about American culture. That's just it. Like, we're glorifying negativity. Yeah. And it, like you said, it sells. So I was also talking about niggas. Like, if you really think about it, bro, niggas love to talk about how they got shit out the mud.
Yeah.
How they struggled and how they had a break in the cars and shit.
Bro, you ain't having harder than me, bro.
Oh, my God, bro. Niggas have said that so many times, bro. It doesn't even make sense. So why are we talking to each other like this? Like, what is the point of saying, hey, I struggled harder than you? It shows that maybe it's a flex on saying, like, I'm stronger than you.
Do you believe there should be a rewiring in the culture? 100%. To where instead of we're saying, bro, I had it harder than you. Like, bro, we both had it hard. Let's find a way to better ourselves and keep it pushing.
That's what I'm saying. That's what is needs to happen, because then what we have now is we got niggas that didn't really struggle, claiming that they struggled.
Yeah.
Now they want to be and putting on this facade to look a certain way.
And that's crazy as hell to me.
That's crazy as fuck. And it's all because we all want to get it from the struggle, because it's a good story, bro. Niggas is really being gangbangers just to talk. Niggas will have a mother and a father at home being gangbangers, still talking about how they got it out the mud.
I've seen that happen. My own god brother. Well, not my god brother. It's my little cousin's god brother. His mom was like a prominent. His dad is a prominent lawyer. His mom is like a prominent doctor, dentist, something like that. And he lives in this nice ass neighborhood. He was driving a Porsche at 16, like all this shit, right? And then he decided to become a rapper named Chozan. I can say it now because he doesn't go by this anymore.
Okay.
But his name was Chozan, right? And I'm like, bro, like what? So in the back of my head, like when he's showing up to family functions, he got his neck tat that say Chozan on his neck. Damn. I don't know if he still has it. But he was doing drugs heavy, he was smoking heavy, and he was claiming every gang in the, like, every week I heard he was in a new set. He was in a new gang. He was, one week he was this type of blood, next week he this type of crib. Like, he just could never find his home, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, he wanted to be like the people he was surrounded by so bad, but it made no sense. Because you don't have to be that guy. Like, I learned I could be cool with all the niggas in the hood and not have to be a hood nigga.
Facts.
Swear to God, like, facts. I know plenty of people who struggled, plenty of people who did this, that, and the third. That doesn't mean I have to do it myself. That means I learn from what they experienced and keep it pushing in life. But some people have to engulf themselves. They have to experience that shit from themselves. Until he realized himself, he was like, bro, this isn't me. Now he's at school at Morehouse. I don't know if he covered it up with a full neck tat or if he got it removed. I forgot. I have to pull up his IG when we're done. But he's turned his life around for the better, because he realized he stopped doing all the heavy drugs. I think he still smoked weed, but he was doing heavy ass drugs. He stopped sipping lean and doing Zans and shit.
You know.
And then but I'm saying, and all this shit was.
They're
in high
still
school.
Gonna make it a story. He's still gonna find a way to make that shit a story.
Yeah.
I was trying to be somebody I wasn't. And then I took this loop and I went into these drugs. And then I did all this, and I did all that, but now I'm here. Yeah. You know it, but
some it's just, people need that. That's what I'm saying. Like, the struggle is what some people need in life.
But he didn't need it though. He wanted it. Realized he didn't want it for real, because it wasn't what he wanted. And he changed. He just went back to where he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I don't think he needed it. He just wanted it the whole entire time. That's why I'm like, it never made sense to me. Like, nigga, you don't really want to live in a struggle. Stop capping. I have a homeboy. He says it all the time. Like, he's like, bro, I don't like that my family is living where they're living. Like, any real nigga that's been through that is not finna brag on that shit.
Yeah.
Niggas is gonna cap about how they get hella food and how they get shoes before they actually really come out here and say, well, I was struggling my ass off. That shit's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know, my parents made a bad decision at a young age, so now I have to
deal with
the
repercussions.
Yeah. What the? There's nothing fun about that.
Yeah.
So niggas, niggas in general, really our whole entire black culture, we need to stop glorifying these things, man. We need to find a way to bounce off of better ideas and not necessarily say forgive, you know. I mean, forget the struggle, but let's stop focusing on the struggle and focus on where we can go.
That's definitely one thing I can say is be yourself.
Facts.
Focus on who you are. Focus on the person you want to be. And if that's the person you want to be, shit, go be the best version of that you can be. But still, at the end of the day, focus on who you are, think about where you come from, and help everything that you truly know influence your decisions moving forward, opposed to think doing what you think is cool. Because in the long run, like everybody at a young age, they want to be the bad boy. Girls love bad boys. But when you get my age, girls love good. They like good guys like me and Mill. They say, oh, you guys have a podcast? That's cool as fuck. Oh, you're in a fraternity? That's cool. Girls want to see positive shit when you get to our age. Right. So for all my young guys out there, like, the bad boy shit is probably cool if you're still a freshman in college, you're still in high school, you're still matriculate. But when you get older, and I'm only 22, he's only 21. When you get to our age, they want to see, oh, shit, you got a credit score? Oh, shit, you drive a car? Oh, you have an intern. Like, that's what's there. Don't do things because people think shit is cool, because as you move forward, the shit they thought was lame back then is going to be cool now. Oh, you have a 4.0 GPA? Like, that's what impresses women when you get to our age. And those are the type of people you should want to be impressed.
Because it impresses me when I hear women say they got 4.0. Yeah. I feel like cuffing her. Like, for real. Like, if a woman says she got a business, she got a 4.0 on the way, and I'm like, okay.
Let me go ahead and cuff that up. One thing I'll never doubt down my ex on is my ex has, she had two of her own businesses. Mm-hmm. She had hella community service hours before she became an AKA. She got damn 3-point, like, she just got recognized for having, like, a 3-point-something GPA. She was the vice president of this, the president. Like, she did her shit. That's what attracted me to her. Of course, she was beautiful, and she was intellectual, and we had great conversations, and I love her. I still love her to this day. But the things that attracted me to her was the fact that she had so much going for herself, because that's cool. And I want to say the same thing for myself. Like, she saw that I had a lot of things going for myself, and that's what attracted her to me. So at the end of the day, Don't be somebody who you aren't. Embrace who you are. It's cool to be a nigga from the suburbs.
And just talking about the struggle so much. I'm so tired of that shit, bro. Because at the end of the day, everybody's having the same story, regardless. So it's like, why do we keep on talking about it, y'all?
The same broken record. But you have tuned in to Listening to Millions.
This is Deeper Than a Podcast.
And you just sat down with us. Please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And the link to all of our socials are down in the bio. Peace.